tell me a little bit about spells and meditation. What happens?
I'm excited because I had the opportunity to record a CD where I could put the spells and meditations that I use in my daily practice and the practice that has spanned over 2 decades now, you know, onto a CD that everyone can listen to, you know, and that's my new CD, Magical Life. And really in creating the audio guide to this, I wanted people to understand that you can tap into an innate sense of empowerment within yourself that's on your own terms, that doesn't have to be a specific formula. It's about you understanding there is an inherent power in objects and things of the natural world, and there is an inherent positive power within yourself to create change. And when you can align your will with elements of the natural world, you can cast a spell. And so, you know, when I recorded this album, the things I say, you know, when I light my candles and I put my crystals together and I say certain words and I think certain things, I put it all onto a CD to share it with other people.
Fiona, there was a time that witchcraft was pretty popular in the movies. Now mm-hmm. It seems to have taken a backseat. Yeah, vampires now. Werewolves, but everybody loves these vampires now, the romantic ones as well. Will the witches ever come back?
Well, you know, there's a really important, thing we have to acknowledge here, which is witches are real. Vampires and werewolves are not. I know there are subcultures out there that align themselves with a vampiric lifestyle, which, you know, is certainly, you know, something that I respect. But as far as a spiritual path, modern witchcraft is not something of fantasy and movies. It is a profoundly rewarding spiritual path that embraces, you know, many different traditions. As you said when you introduced me, you know, there's lots of different paths, and it's one of the fastest growing spiritual paths in the Western world. You're right. Like, once upon a time, you know, only, I guess, 5, 6, 7 years ago, there was the craft, practical magic, there was charm, there was Sabrina the Teenage Witch, you know, and where is it all gone? But it'll come back. I'm sure it will.
And Fiona, it's very important to distinguish the difference between what Hollywood has done with witches and what you do and you believe and you practice. Because what Hollywood has done is they have made people think that witchcraft, what you believe in, is black magic. That's not true.
Well, it's a good point that you bring up. I mean, the extreme depiction in the world of entertainment of witchcraft is black magic and Satanism, which is just not what we are or what we're about. Over, you know, the last 2 decades, and certainly in the last decade that I've had books published about the subject, I've seen a change, you know, a shift in awareness for the better. Understanding that modern witchcraft, again, is a spiritual path. It's not aligned with Satan or anything evil or demonic. That is it's a depiction in the world of entertainment because it's dramatic and I guess it's exciting and thrilling. But it's entertainment. It's not reality. And I guess I have to say that there actually are a lot of depictions now of modern witches in mainstream entertainment that are more accurate and truthful. I'm just remembering a show that I did for the Sci-Fi Channel in the USA it aired around the world. I played a witch. I was myself. It was a reality-oriented show, but we all know reality television is scripted to a degree now. I think everyone's aware of that. But that was an opportunity to depict, you know, what real witchcraft is, and that it's not about dressing up in fancy clothes necessarily. You can if you want, but it's certainly about being creative, about honoring yourself, honoring life, honoring each other, and again, like doing the spells and meditations and rituals that can affect positive change and make every moment of life meaningful. And I think in modern life we tend to kind of sometimes stumble along and get caught up in all the stress of, you know, iPhones and emails and, you know, getting from one place to another and all this craziness, and we don't take time out to just be in the moment and understand that we're part of a phenomenal natural world that lives and breathes and ebbs and flows, and the energy is there for us to experience and enjoy, and we can use it in a magical sense too.
Well, and you know, I know you. You wouldn't hurt a fly. You care about people, and that's not a Hollywood witch by any means.
No,
You've written at least, what, 9 books?
I know, George, 9 books. Isn't that, it's a lot, isn't it?
Almost one a year. Where has the time flown?
I know. But you know what? I always say time is an illusion. It's a great thing, linear time. It's something that it's very convenient. And actually, one of the tracks on my new album, on Magical Life, talks about that. You know, linear time, it's something that helps us organize it and shape events. But when you're working magic, you're working between the worlds. And time, you're not bound by time. And you can experience infinity in a moment. And some people in life, you know, we think, oh, my gosh, you know, it's going to take so long. I mean, to make anything happen or to get to where we want to go. And I try and encourage people to realize that you can experience your dreams, your passions, your greatest hopes, desires in the moment. It's part of what making magic is. It's about understanding that the energy you imbue or the feelings, I should say more accurately, the feelings that you have about your dreams, goals, and desires is the link to make them happen. And it's almost like you've got to get out of your own way, let your rational mind step aside, know where you want to go, know what you want to happen, don't decide how you have to get there, just make that statement to the universe, and, you know, you might want to light a few candles and, you know, move some crystals around in a sacred space and you know, a few other things as my spellcasting guide goes on the CD, but do these things and allow the universe to make it happen. And invariably it does.
What is the biggest difference, if there is one, between meditation and casting spells?
Really good point. Meditation is it's a conscious discipline where you don't necessarily, well, you're not necessarily manipulating objects and things that are aligned with your goals. So say, for example, a meditation is something where, you know, certainly on the album, you know, like close your eyes, focus on this, visualize this in your mind, allow the sensations as you visualize your goal to permeate your body and recognize that. If you're doing a ritual or a spell, invariably you're lighting candles, you're using objects of the natural world or objects that are aligned with what you want. On an energetic level or on a visually representative or any sensory level. So they may smell like something or they may look like something. It helps. It's almost like when you put those objects together and you imbue the act with your will to create the change that you want, it's almost like you create a magnet that draws your goal to you or propels you towards your goal. Certainly the way I do it on Magical Life on the new album is I encourage people when they're doing the meditations to be in a very physically relaxed state without distraction. But if you're doing the rituals and spells, I'm telling you, go and get this color candle. Go and get, you know, a handful of salt. Go to the garden. Allow your mind's eye to guide you. Pick up an object from the garden that is going to be your talisman to work your magic with. So spellcasting and ritual work is usually a lot more interactive. Meditation is something that is more on the inside.